Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here on the afternoon show, and I have a special guest joining me in studio, the executive director of Morning Point Foundation, Miranda Perez. How are you, Miranda?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I am super, super excited about Seniors Got Talent coming up on Thursday. I got a new suit jacket and everything for it.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, yes. I am going to be the MC for those that do not know, but I've been talking about it for weeks now, so they've heard that I will be the host of the evening. All for Morning Point Foundation, 12 great acts all lined up. This is a talent show, a talent showcase, if you will, a little bit of a competition. In fact, why don't I let you explain it a little bit? They've heard me talk about it quite a bit. But just in case somebody's just hearing about this, kind of give us a quick little 90-second spiel here on Morning Point Foundation and then, of course, Seniors Got Talent.
So Morning Point Foundation is a nonprofit here in Chattanooga under Morning Point Assisted Living's umbrella.
Yeah.
So what I do is I raise money for much needed scholarships for nursing, clinical, culinary, social work for actually colleges right here in Chattanooga, for TCAT Chattanooga, Chatt State, Cleveland State, UTC. And so the world needs 13 million nurses. And so we're here to be part of the solution to provide nurses for the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ways that I actually get funds for the scholarships is through this awesome event called Morning Point Seniors Got Talent.
Yes.
So Seniors Got Talent is our version of America's Got Talent, but the age requirement is 60 and is open to anybody and everybody with a talent. So we host auditions for almost like a month, and then we take the top 12, which was very hard, and then they compete live on this Thursday night at Silverdale at 7 p.m. for a $1,000 grand prize.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it really is a great fundraiser. Of course, a terrific cause to get behind, and what a fun way to do it. So last year was my first year, and before we were on the air here, we started kind of talking about that. You kind of hear about a talent show, and you kind of think, okay, that's very nice. How cool. It's a fundraiser. I was blown away last year by the talent, by the professionalism of the whole production. It really is a showcase. And I need to stress that fact that these people, the tickets are affordable, going to a good cause, and you really are going to get a wonderful show for the evening.
Yes. Oh, our talent this year, I tell you, this is my fourth Seniors Got Talent.
Okay.
And every year I feel like it's my favorite. But this year, I have to say it's my favorite because all the acts, they know what's at stake now. And this is not just a fundraiser to them. This is a competition.
Yeah.
So they are bringing props. They are wanting to know about lights. They're wanting to know about how the production behind this show, because they want to put on a good show.
Yeah.
And not only for the audience, but also the judges, because they want the $1,000,
right? Of course.
So, and then working with Silverdale, they're taking all of these technical needs to make this great production for only $10 a ticket.
Seriously.
So, but the acts, I tell you, oh, Gino.
So there's 12 acts lined up. We don't have to go through all of them, but yeah, just a little bit of a sneak peek. What can we expect on Thursday?
So we have a bluegrass band. And what
incredible.
I love,
I didn't bluegrass band.
We have a band, and the guy that's playing the bass. Oh, and this is just a little bit of the personalities I love of each of these acts.
Sure.
He has a little Converse shoe at the bottom of the bass. You know where the stand
oh,
is.
Okay.
It's a little crinkle.
I love that.
So it's so cute. We have an original singing pianist, and so he's singing a song that he wrote.
Wow.
We have an opera singer.
Fantastic.
So what I'm saying, and while we do have some singers, but we have a singer or someone who is singing from every genre of music.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get bored.
No, absolutely. Something for everyone, really.
Yes, there is literally something for everyone. And what I love about this is that the way that you will leave this event, you will feel so inspired. You will feel so good about what our community is doing and knowing that there is something right going on in right here in Chattanooga. You will feel like, wow, that was amazing.
No, absolutely. And I know you guys say it a lot, but the age is just a number thing. This show is proof of that. I mean, it really is miraculous.
It is. Age is just a number. And while I know I said that people know that what's at stake, but we've had two contestants who have made it onto America's Got Talent from I guess you would say like the scouts watching our YouTube channel.
They're everywhere.
Yes. And they called wanting some of our contestants' information, and they have made it onto America's Got Talent.
Wow.
And one of them, which was Corky Miller, she was a comedian, and she just thought she wrote some funny jokes. And so her full-time job, she trains animals for movies, which is funny within itself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she made it onto America's Got Talent, made it past auditions, got four yeses from even Simon Cowell.
Wow.
And that was last year. And then this year, back in May, we had another contestant, a 70-year-old belly dancer.
Incredible.
And so she got three yeses and we'll make it to like the live airing.
Make it to the next round.
So while, you know, this is one of the questions I've even gotten from some of the people that want to audition. They're like, do you know if you're going to be used again for America's Got Talent? I can say there's a chance.
There's a chance. You never know.
You never know. I even had a movie maker, a director reach out to me wanting to do a film about it.
Oh,
and
incredible.
He wanted to submit it to the Sundance Film Festival.
All right.
So, I mean, it's really taken off.
It is amazing because you do know, you never know who's watching, who's listening, who's paying attention. So, of course, I love that they're going out there and they're trying their best, showcasing these talents that they've had. Some of them have been performing their whole lives. So to be able to hit that stage and have this big moment is fantastic. Again, they're doing it for a $1,000 cash prize. There's also a prize for second and third cash prizes. And then there's a really cool element, which I love, another way to fundraise even more, which is so good, the People's Choice Award. So you being an audience member have a little bit of a sway, too, on who's going to win.
Oh, yes. And so it's just $1 a vote. And after each act, you can scan a QR code and you can vote for your favorite person. But just to kind of give you that... how much that means to people.
Yeah.
Our very first year doing People's Choice, I had a 92-year-old contestant that was an Elvis impersonator.
When
he came on stage to get his award, he started crying. And he said, at 92, I never thought I'd have this many friends.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
How could that not melt your soul?
I know, seriously. My gosh.
And like, it just really shows you that this event really makes dreams come true. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can still check that off a bucket list or you can fulfill a dream.
Yep.
And not only that, but you're giving a different identity to some of these seniors. Some of them, their grandmothers or their great grandmothers or grandfathers, and their grandchildren will see them as a rock star.
Yes.
Or something that they were before they were a parent, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
they get to be introduced as someone else, which is really cool.
The woman who won last year, I believe her name was Susan, and she said that was the most fun I've had in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right there alone is worth it.
It really is. There's nothing like it here in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing like it that will make your heart feel so warm. For $10.
Absolutely. No, definitely worth the price of admission. And you can buy your tickets now. Do not wait because we are going to sell out. I have a feeling. MorningPointFoundation.com. That's point with an E. So MorningPointFoundation.com. Of course, we have a direct link up on our website as well at Hits96.com. It's all over our Facebook page, or Instagram and all of that. So you can find it. And again, Morning Point Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Thursday night, Silverdale Creekside Theater. We're super excited about this. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us more.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's the Morning Point Foundation's Seniors Got Talent, July 31st, this coming Thursday. Buy your tickets again. Hits96.com. It's Hits.